It is cursed LGBT MAP month. You know, groomer month it is. Which hopefully you have major bones to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and made sure that you focus extra attention, or maybe start your dedication to him this month to the Sacred Heart. But I have to unfortunately inform you that they got Taco Bell. I know that bastion of freedom that was Taco Bell. You know, y'all realize I'm being facetious in that regard, correct? But yes, from PJ Media, Taco Bell, come for the diarrhea, stay for the drag show. That's a real headline by Kevin Downey Jr. Taco Bell is hoping that attention-bribed lip-syncing chicks, well, lip-syncing dudes who think they are women, will help get that breakfast burrito down. I don't know if that's a double entendre or not, but I'm not reading it that way. The Taco Bell drag brunch show is hitting the road and delivering dudes who think they are women and all that comes along with that to a Taco Bell cantina. Of course, they have booze there, which is probably something you would need if you got stuck there. Location near you if you lived in the unfortunate places of Chicago, Nashville, Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, and New York City. Yeah, I'm sorry. Fort Lauderdale is in there too. So Florida, you got that. Audience members hoping to watch these needy men shake their chili cheese burritos will have to be 18 years or older to enter. Oof, at least we have some standards there. Members of Taco Bell's reward group, the Fire Tier, which is definitely a double entendre for something, will have their first crack at the chance for tickets. Here are the dates. I'm not telling you that. From the Taco Bell press release. As a brand brings people together, the Taco Bell drag brunch experience, I can't believe this is a real sentence, is celebrating the LGBT MAP community and creating a safe and welcoming space for all. Dudes who think that, first of all, you got dudes who think there are chicks dancing around. Secondly, people are ingesting Taco Bell bean burritos. Nothing about this combination is safe for anybody involved in any way, shape, or form. The statement continues. To further its mission to break down barriers to educate. I love how these people are just so self-congratulatory. We're breaking down barriers. And we're educating people by telling you that if you're a dude who wants to disguise yourself as a woman, you can. Well, I guess you would go full retard in that regard. The Taco Bell Foundation is supporting the It Gets Better project. That's an LGBT MAP project. To expand workforce readiness and resources for the LGBT MAP youth around the globe, i.e. the kids that have been groomed by the dudes who think they are women. Each drag brunch, which isn't even like a catchy name. I thought Taco Bell was known for being at least creative. But the drag brunch, I mean, they could have called it some other things. We'll have dedicated time spotlighting this grooming group and provide attendees with information on how they can get involved grooming the next generation of kids into hedonism, lust, and all these other terrible things that are associated with it. Now, according to the same press release, Two Scoops, Hillary, Drone Strike, Clinton, support the Get Better Project. Now, they support it, but they don't really like the Nacho Drag Show. That would have been a better name. Why? Right? The Nacho Drag Show. That would have been a much better name for it. I mean, I'm not trying to help Taco Bell out, but I think the, if you were telling me you could go to the drag brunch experience or the nacho drag show, I think, or maybe nacho drag show. So enjoy your chalupa. It's nothing sacred. We can't even enjoy fake tacos and tasteless bean paste without the woke drag queen shaking their quesadillas in our face. And that's a nice way to put it, Kevin. I guess not. Of course, here's a fact at the end. Quesaritos, like drag queens, aren't real. They're half quesadilla and half burrito, like drag queens. I'll give him that. But there you go, folks. I hope you enjoy for the next 30 days, including today, dealing with the biggest flex of virtue signaling that exists in Western society. This idea that, first of all, Brother Andre Marie and Mike Church talked about it, and a lot of you guys have talked about it as well. The idea that you're going to promote one of the seven deadly sins for an entire month, you're asking for trouble. It would be awesome if Roe, you know, God wills it, Roe gets struck down this month. That would be fantastic. But the idea that we have to have pride, no, you don't. Pride is the enemy of humility. And pride is really one of the primary sicknesses that we have in Western civilization. So it is understandable that they have to do this. They have to pretend. Of course, I look at Cato, you know, Cato Institute, with their Pride Month tweet. Here's something. Think about this. This is from the distinguished senior fellow David Boraz at Cato. I just saw this pop up on my timeline. Capitalism, not socialism, has led to gay rights. Well, that's a hell of an argument for not having capitalism around, isn't it? Isn't it? The celebration of the imperfect or the non-natural form, the antithesis to the natural order, and all of us trying to think or sit here saying, yeah, this is totally normal. It's not normal. It does groom kids. It is. Pride Month has to be probably the biggest cry for help these people have. You know, you've all known that person in life who tells you, I'm so happy and everything's great and I love it, but you know they're deep down, they're absolutely miserable. You know they're miserable. That's all this month is people to try and fool themselves into believing that this unnatural lifestyle is somehow what? Okay? That they are going to be happy? I'm happy. You always know the person that says, I'm happy. I'm so happy. Yeah, you're not happy. We know that. We know that. We know you're not happy because you've told us 7,000 times that you are. And so really, this month, it should be upon all of us to pray fervently, if that's the word, for the people who live with the LGBT MAP lifestyle. Because they are battling demons and they are surrounded by a lot of evil. And so that's it's looking below. It's looking below the surface at this. The amount of problems these people have. How upset they are in society. How you have guys who are going to go at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday, which is the Lord's Day, to gyrate in front of a bunch of hungover college kids about so they can fulfill some kind of sick fantasy that society has told them. Really, that's sad. It's sad how the lengths they have to go through to show you and me how supposedly happy they are. Or that they need big corp. They literally need big corp to reaffirm to them that they're okay. It's a pretty upsetting thing when you actually take the time to think about it. Oh, well, it's okay that I live this lifestyle because Disney reaffirms it. Disney doesn't care about you. Oh, Mercedes does because they changed their logo this month. Really? That's what you're going to go with? The society that's divorced from the Almighty? Of course we have this nonsense. Of course we have these acts of pride. Of course we have all of these things to reaffirm that we are what? Better than God? You're better than God because you get to wear chaps with no pants? That's your ultimate affirmation? By the way, happy monkeypox month to all y'all. That's really what it is. That's mean. It's also a fact. So, that's what this idea that we're all going to have to kind of hold fast. We don't really have to hold fast. We pray for these people. We hold fast to the Sacred Heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we just continue to move on with joyful perseverance. With joyful perseverance with these people. And by the way, happy Monkeypox Month to the LGBT MAP community. That's so mean! Not my fault. Next. Let's do some fact-checking. Listen, you're going to shake that stuff in my face. I'm going to tell you exactly. First of all, you're not going to do that. But if you're going to try, I'm going to tell you the truth. Get that monkeypox away from me. Let's go to the media bias fact check with the international fact checking. Media bias fact check? Excuse me, how come you didn't change your logo to the LGBT MAP flag? Do you not support the sodomites? Looks like media bias fact check does not. I think that's our first fact check. You guys are bigots. if you've never heard this before, we go to this website called Media Bias Fact Check where all they do is promote the narrative. They find things that debunk the narrative and they try to quote unquote fact check them with weird statements and ways to make the issue seem more confusing than it really is by using word salads. You'll catch on pretty easy. It's not a hard segment. This is from Ron Johnson, who's a Republican. So obviously, if you've been listening, he's wrong. He's obviously wrong. He's a Republican. He's an icky Republican, so he's got to be mean. But from Senator Ron Johnson, the immediate wake of a fire and vandalism at the Madison headquarters of an anti-abortion group, Democrats had not condemned activists who are engaged in this repugnant illegal activity. This is mostly false because numerous Democrats did condemn the incident.